Let me drink some water. All right, three strikes and you're out. In baseball, the hitter has three chances to hit the ball fairly and try to score a run for his team. If he gets three strikes, it counts as an out, right? Well, something I heard about a month ago reminded me of this. I was sitting at lunch when I overheard a girl saying, "She messed up again. That's her third strike. I'm done with her now." I just looked away. I didn't say anything, but it really did get me thinking. It's good God isn't like that. Wouldn't we be in a mess if God gave us three chances, and after that third strike, we were out of his kingdom forever? That would not be fun. Thankfully, he sent his son to die for our sins so that we don't have to worry about a third strike. We are forgiven all because of what Jesus did for every single one of us on the cross. In Matthew, we read of Peter coming to Jesus and asking him, "Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to seven times?" Have you heard of anyone living up to that? I see people like that at school quite often. They don't forgive people. They wait so long and you don't think they'll ever forgive you. And I'm going to embarrass brother sitting in the front row this morning. When we were younger, you know how little kids are. We were probably five. We would run into each other and we'd get all upset. Well, I would run into him or hit him or something, and our mom would come over and have both of us say that we're sorry. I said it pretty fast, but Trevor would hesitate. My mom would ask, "Trevor, do you forgive Matthew?" Trevor would look away and say, "No, apology not accepted." Eventually, however, he would forgive me, but that is truly a great example of how some people act, not only as five-year-olds like he and I were, but some act that way as adults, and it's sad to say, but it's true. So many people have such great unforgiveness and bitterness in their hearts, which in turn doesn't necessarily hurt the one that did something wrong, but it hurts the one unwilling to forgive. In reply to Peter, Jesus said, "I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven." Jesus didn't mean 490 times. That's a lot, but that's not the number he meant. He gave that great of a number as to explain the forgiveness we must have for others. Jesus warned regarding the master delivering his unforgiving servant to the torturers, "So my heavenly Father will also do to you, to each of you, if you do not from his heart, does not forgive his brother his trespasses." We must, no matter how hard it may be, forgive others no matter what the circumstance. I'm not going to say it's easy. There have been times that I've had to pray and think really hard about what someone did or said to me before I completely forgave them. I knew, however, that carrying around the bitterness and anger that goes hand in hand with unforgiveness is not what I wanted to do. It's not what any of us should want to do. That bitterness and anger in our hearts for someone else will continue to consume us and draw us farther and farther away from what truly matters, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So, how can we rid ourselves of the bitterness and anger that comes with unforgiveness? Well, the first thing we should do is pray. We should pray not only for ourselves to be able to forgive the other person, but we should pray that we will be able to forgive the other person who wronged us. We must do this by faith. Our natural tendency is to avoid the other person, ignore them, don't talk to them, and just be mean to them, basically. If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all rule gets easily broken whenever we become overwhelmed with unforgiveness. In the end, it is detrimental to us, not the other person. Think about it. Can you remember a time that you got so angry at someone and you didn't want anything to do with them for a while? You didn't even want to see their face. How did you feel and act the rest of the day? You probably weren't that fun to be around. You were imprisoned by the anger and bitterness, whether you realized it or not. We must go to the Lord during these times. Life is not easy. You all know that. We go through ups and downs. You're not going to be best friends with everybody you meet. Go to our school. You'll see that every day. People are going to make you mad and do or say wrong things to you at some point. However, that does not mean that you have to carry it around with you. Forgiving someone of the wrongdoing sets you free. That's exactly how we have eternal life. Not by what we ever did or ever could do, but because of Jesus' death on the cross. Through his death and resurrection, we are forgiven, washed clean, made brand new. If we can do bad things and be forgiven by Jesus, I think we can surely forgive each other. Now let me put in perspective a situation of unforgiveness. Say two girls got into a fight because one girl started dating the other one's ex. High school drama. The one friend was so angry that she was no longer friends with the other girl. Well, the girl that started dating the ex thought about what she had done and ended the relationship. She called, texted, emailed, and tried everything she could to apologize to her friend for what she had done. She felt horrible and just wanted to make things right. The other girl wanted nothing to do with her, wouldn't reply to anything, or even care to read the messages. Weeks go by and the girl still hasn't replied. One Friday at school, the one right before spring break, the girl got to school. She went to a locker and started down the hallway. She started to think about her old friend and started to look around for her. She normally saw her in the hallway, going to a class, but she would turn away. She knew that her friend felt terrible. She knew that her friend felt terrible about what happened, and she knew she wanted to talk. She looked all day for her, but she wasn't at school. When she got home that day, she turned on the TV. The breaking news headline said, "Teenage girl dead after collision with drunk driver." How many times have we seen that on the news? The girl dropped to her knees and started screaming. The girl that died was her friend whom she would not forgive. It was too late. She couldn't go back in time and talk to her friend and forgive her earlier. It was too late. Now, this story is saddening and terrible to hear. However, we never know if something like this could happen to us or not. This is why, for me, I try never to stay mad at one of my friends or family members. I've lost family members, and as I know you have. And you do, and you feel like you want to do anything to get them back, but you can't. We have to savor every moment we have with our friends and family members. I think the story I just told is one of the worst instances of not forgiving somebody. The girl in the story has to live with the fact that she didn't forgive her best friend. She can't take that back. Something else I want to say to you today is that I know there are someone here who will pay full attention to my message and like it, and that's great. I know there'll be some in here that like it, but will most likely forget it in a couple days. It's sad to say, but I think many of us do that. We hear Miss Melinda preach a heart-touching and inspiring sermon that makes us feel empowered. We want to go out and we want to help people. We feel good that Sunday. What happens when Wednesday or Thursday comes? Oh, I got church Sunday. Is her message going to run over? I'm cooking. And we forget about the message. We start thinking about other things, and we get other things get in the way. Now, I know some people have bad memory. I, for one, forget things all the time because of my mama. I also have small hands because of her. Thank you. However, when it comes to learning about God's Word and hearing about the many life lessons that are taught, memory does not matter. It is more important for your heart to hear the message and be touched by it than for you to remember it in your mind. If the message doesn't touch your heart and change you, then the memory in your mind is useless. A couple years, a couple days, it's gone. But something that changes your heart should stay in there if you want it to, if you want to do what the message empowered you to do. That's why it's so important for us to come here ready to learn, ready to worship, and ready to serve. Another part of being ready for worship is preparing to be changed. If you expect something good out of the service, something good will come of it. We should all be prepared to change for the better. We all have things in which we need to improve on. We're not perfect. Jesus is the only one that has been or will ever be perfect. So we can work on things every day. If you have been someone that holds grudges, work on forgiving those who wrong you. If you get mad and angry too easily, walk away from the situation and pray about it. If you are hesitant to forgive people, think about all the times that Jesus has forgiven you without hesitating. Every day is a new opportunity to grow and be better. So today I ask you to let this message change you. Let's think back on the story I just told about the two girls. Not all situations have to end like this. It isn't always too late to do what you know you should do. Don't let bitterness and your own thoughts and ideas get in the way of friendships and family members. Life is much too short to go around bitter and not forgiving people. It only hurts you. Too many times I hear of people saying bitter and hateful things toward each other and about other people. They carry that unforgiveness and it is very, very visible. Don't waste your time being angry, unhappy, and hateful. It's not worth it. Personally reflect on your life and what you've gone through. Think of someone who has done you wrong in the past or lately or what might happen. Have you truly forgiven them or will you truly forgive them? Or will you still have that bitterness and resentment in your heart concerning that person? Are you going to give that person 3 strikes or are you going to let them walk? Are you going to let yourself be trapped in the cage of unforgiveness or will you forgive and set yourself free? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you that I was able to give this sermon and I hope that it touched people, Lord, and help us be able to truly forgive others just as you forgive us each and every day, Lord. In your son's great and holy name, amen. And if you will turn in your hymnal to our hymn of decision, hymn 593, Here I Am, Lord.